is the hour of Round Table. For many Westerners, the idea of drinking plain hot water could be odd. But many Chinese, among others, think the Western habit of chugging ice-cold water is equally bizarre and even unhealthy. Yeah, so, well, I'll need to ask you guys about your personal preferences first. So, hot or cold water?
Currently, I go for warm water.
Okay,
just water whenever I can drink it. Not too hot, not too cold.
Then that's called room temperature.
True.
Okay. What about you, Carl?
I'm drinking increasingly hot water as winter comes around, I have to admit. But no, in summer, I stick to cold water whenever I can.
Yeah. Well, one thing I think needs a little bit of clarification, that is, when we say hot water, it's not boiling hot. Nobody wants to burn themselves. It's more like it's warm or certainly not the ice-cold water that we see in a lot of Western restaurants that the waiter just brings up to you.
I have to respectfully disagree. There's something... In summer, you go to a restaurant and you sit down and it's a hot day and you're sweating and you ask for a glass of water. And those are the times when you get a glass of water so hot like the glass is melting on the table.
True.
I wonder to what extent is that just lazy service? Because if it's hot weather outside, or maybe to some extent, it is due to the custom or the preference of Chinese consumers here in China.
I would assume that most Chinese customers would look for hot water, boiling hot water. I mean, people
in summertime,
my parents' generation, they will always go for something hot. I mean, when they come and stay with me in my apartment, they would. I think last time they brought a thermos that is. That is plugged to the electricity and is heated constantly.
Well, okay. I think hot water has its merits. I've been raised drinking warm, close to hot, but not too hot water, because apparently if you consume super hot water all the time, then it increases... possibly chances of getting throat cancer, but this is just one thing that I don't think has been verified by doctors yet. Just some people feel that super hot water could not be good for you, but there's also this understanding among Chinese people that it's good for you. Is it really good for you?
I think some people might feel comfortable to sort of taste hot water because this boiling sensation within the mouth is a little is a thrilling. There's actually the former colleague of my mom, sadly contracted cancer in the mouth or in the larynx. Now he had a habit of drinking hot water, because
like super hot.
Super hot water.
Oh, and I have as to long say, as it doesn't burn you.
I have to admit that some people, they do enjoy that sensation, the burning sensation when they drink hot water.
Then what's the fun in drinking cold water? I'm talking about ice cold water. Sometimes when it's snowing outside and you get into a Western restaurant, yeah, I had this experience in New Zealand and I was served with ice cold water. I didn't know whether the waiter just didn't like me or something, but it didn't seem that way.
I had a former housemate went to the United States, and when he came back, I asked him, what did he think of it? And one of the first things he said was, they serve ice with their soda. It was like the most terrible thing he could possibly imagine. Look, I don't know why people drink icy cold water in winter in the West. I don't know why people eat ice cream in the winter in the West, which is also really popular.
Really popular?
Yeah, eating cold foods in cold weather is... We're a bit weird sometimes. it does make sense to drink hot water, though, if you're in China and you can't drink water directly. Well, you could drink water out of the tap, but good luck to you and rest in peace. It's much safer to drink water when it's been boiled. So... Mm. I think it's a bit reassuring if the water comes to your table and it's a bit warm, or if you know it's been boiled first.
Yeah, I certainly think that I suppose in the understanding of, or the teaching of TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, there's this idea about your body needs some sort of balancing, and if it's warm inside, then you should keep it that way. And when you consume warm liquids, and that is good for the body in that way. And also, it's like detox in a way as well.
It has to do with the conservation of energy. I mean, our body temperature is about 37 degrees Celsius. And when you're drinking water cooler than that, then you're basically heating water with your own bodily heat, and that would take a toll on your body. And in the same manner, if you go to the Forbidden City and look at the bedrooms of emperors and queens and their concubines, you realize for people who seem to have claim ownership to the entire country, they live in tiny little bedrooms. It has to do with keeping warm, because they believe that in winter, when you live in big rooms, you're basically heating the entire room with your bodily heat, and that's not good for you. And therefore, even for emperors, they live in tiny little bedrooms, and that sort of has to do with the beliefs according to Chinese traditional medicine.
Yeah, does this sound like something you would register with, Carl?
No, but I admit it does make sense. But it is an interesting phenomenon, because I think in different parts of the world you see different cultural behaviours have grown up around the use of water. So in parts of Europe they used to do brewing, because the alcohol in, say, beer that you brew is good at making a beverage that's clean and not going to make you sick.
Mm. Yes, a lot of this has something to do with the way we are brought up. And these days I do sometimes even see kids or young people that love the ice cold water, or even just live on Coca-Cola. And I'm curious to know the weight change and also life expectancy of that. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.